欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告宾至如归飞向马尼拉
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company 宾至如归飞向马尼拉 Manila sa Taiwan Feel at Home ka
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho natin programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako po si Kaibigan Jay. Mga kababayan, dahil sa sobrang high-tech na mga nasa paligid natin, kayo ba'y medyo na-feel nyo ay pressured kayo minsan or baka halimbawa mawalan kayo ng trabaho dahil marami na tayong mga AI na pwedeng i-replace yung ating mga trabaho. Even mga lawyer nga natatakot din sila ma-replace sila kasi syempre, i-google lang natin or itanong lang natin sa ChatGPT, alam na natin kagad yung answer. So, marami tuloy mga trabaho ngayon ay natatakot sila na baka ma-replace sila ng AI. At saka, alam nyo ba, na-try ko mismo, ako mismo, na nagtatanong ako sa AI yung pagdating sa mga zodiac sign, kung magiging lucky ba ako tong buwan na to, o sa susunod na taon. So, nagtatanong ako. At alam mo, nakakakuha ko talaga ng malinaw na sagot. Ang dami-dami ko talagang nagagamit at nasusolve na problema sa kung magtatanong ako sa AI. Pero alam nyo ba, mga kababayan, kung halimbawa itong problema natin ay konektado na sa mental health, kaya pakinggan po natin, do not use AI to help with mental health problems. With the widespread adoption of artificial intelligence in daily life, the use of mental health-related AI products is becoming increasingly common. Because of their convenience, privacy, and non-judgmental nature. More people are chatting to AI about concerns they find difficult to talk about. Although AI can be used as a support tool for mental health, caution is required. AI does not possess real emotions or empathy, and it's unable to replace real-world interpersonal interactions. When using AI, employ critical thought. Fully consider and evaluate all physical and mental health advice made by AI. AI is not a medical professional and it's unable to diagnose illnesses. If you suffer from long-term insomnia, depression, or consider self-harm, seek immediately medical assistance. If you experience mental problems, contact friends, family, a teacher, or call the 1-925 Suicide Prevention Hotline or 1999 extension 8858 Help Me. Seek help from a real person. If you need interpretation service, you can call 1-955 Hotline. So, narinig nyo na, itong ating mga bagay pagdating na sa mental health problem. Although, nabanggit ko nga, dahil privacy siya at mabilis yung malaman yung resulta, pero kasi wala nga siyang sympathy, tsaka iba-ibang mga situation natin. Iba-iba din ang mga dapat natin solution. Kaya tuloy, kung halimbawa talagang ang problema mo ay nasa mental health na, or any actually about sa health problems natin, mabuti na pumunta kayo sa hospital dahil ito ay konektado na sa buhay ng isang tao. Lalo na nga kaya namin in-emphasize bakit dun sa health problem dahil akala nila na yun lang gagawin nila ay pwede na masolve yung problema nila, which is hindi tama yun. So mabuti na huwag tayong masyadong nakadepend sa AI para mag-solve ng problema natin, especially sa health problems. So hindi lang sa mental health, pero dun pa sa mga problems natin sa ubusipon o kaya ang tagal-tagal na nasakit mo, hindi ka pa rin gumagaling, mga ganyan, dapat pumunta na tayo sa hospital para magpatingin. Okay ba? And recently, Siguro alam nyo din mga balita ngayon, especially sa Pilipinas, dahil nagkakaubusan na yung oil, meron tayong talagang energy crisis. So, itong sitwasyon na to ay naepektuhan lahat ng mga tao. Kahit saan lugar o kaya anong klaseng trabaho, lahat yan maepektuhan. Imagine nyo kasi konektado yan lahat eh. So, balita ko nga ay medyo magulo daw ngayon sa Pilipinas. At yung iba, syempre, meron silang mga problema, nai-stress silang maigi. Yung mga ganyang bagay. So, pakinggan po natin to. Is it weak to seek help when facing stress? Mental health awareness promotion. It isn't that I haven't tried. It's just that sometimes it is really hard to keep going. A. You look a little tired recently. Is everything okay at work? B. I'm okay. It's just that there's a lot going on right now. A. Again, if you are experiencing high stress level, you should tell someone. B. Sometimes I just don't know how to bring it up. A. Being willing to talk about it is the best way to take care of yourself. Faced with the pressures, work, and life, many people keep their feelings to themselves. But that is not because they do not need help. They have just not been told it's okay to ask for help. If you are experiencing similar feelings, try the following channels to reduce stress. Call the 1925 Suicide Prevention Hotline or contact a community mental health center. If you require interpretation service, call the 1-855 hotline. Psychological counseling support. Deal with stress and gradually find your own rhythm through professional dialogue. Online self-assessment, use the BSSR-5 mood scale to determine how you have been feeling recently. Always remember, it is important to look after both your physical and mental health. Kaya itong mga problem natin usually sa mental health, ito ay karamihan ngayon na-encounter lahat ng mga tao, especially itong recently talaga na nangyayari. Si Kaibigan Jay, feeling ko rin ay na-stress din ako sometimes, especially recently, no, dahil pa-uwi ako sa Pilipinas. So natatakot ako baka wala akong mabilihat na oil. So maski na medyo mahal siya, pero kasi wala kang mabili, mas lalong kawawa ang mga tao ngayon. Kaya mga kababayan, kung halimbawa kayo ay merong mga ganyan situations, mabuti na tumawag kayo ng ibang tao at sabihin nyo, ilabas nyo yung stress nyo at huwag nyo itatago lang sa inside in yourself. Okay ba? Balik naman tayo dito sa ating programang Feel at Home ka dito. Mapapakinggan nyo ang aming programa every Sunday ng 6 to 7. Replay time ay 9 to 10. Hanapin nyo lang sa AM 1323 sa Taipei, AM 621 sa Taoyuan, at AM 1206 sa Hsinchu. Huwag natin kalimutan ng ating hotline na 1-855. Yan ho ay 24 hours consultation and complaint hotline. Kung kayo merong mga labor dispute problem, at kung halimbawa kailangan nyo ng translation service, pwede rin po tayo tumawag sa 1-955. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency Abinu ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Long as I can see the light. Topics. Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
At dito sa ating 30 minutes sa programa, unang-una ho natin i-broadcast number 1.
In order to strengthen the targeted talent recruitment and to work in Taiwan, the National Development Council has targeted 4 kinds of categories.
Number 2.
So how best to combat influenza?
Number 3.
Preventing dummy accounts.
Number 4. Ngayon may chance pa din tayo mag-work under ng Taiwanese company kapag tayo ay umuwi na sa Pilipinas. Number 5.
Enhance employer and foreign worker awareness of personal data protection. There are 3 key points.
Number 6.
How to stay in Taiwan.
Number 7.
After natin mag-entry dito sa Taiwan ng 14 days, i-check natin kung tayo ay merong dengue.
Kaya mga kababayan, itong mga binabanggit ni kaibigan Jay ng mga policy at regulations ay nanggagaling sa Ministry of Labor. Ito ay latest informations para ho sa atin lahat. Kaya kung halimbawa kayo ay meron pang another na suggestions at gusto nyo malaman na iba pang policy, huwag nyo ho kalimutan bumisit sa aming website sa fw.wda.gov.tw. O kaya pwede tayo mag-register sa LINE application, i-add nyo lang ang ating 1-855 e-LINE. Pwede nyo i-search sa LINE at 1-855-MW_PH para makita nyo yung 1-855 e-LINE. Once na-add nyo ang 1-855 e-LINE, magkakaroon kayo ng regularly na notification para paalam sa atin yung mga ating regulations at policy. Bukod doon, i-remind din nila tayo na halimbawa matapos na yung ating mga kontrata or halimbawa ma-expire na yung ating ARC or halimbawa na nireport tayo ng employers natin na takbo sa immigration. For more informations, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-855. Ito ay 24 hours consultation at complaint hotline. Pwede tayo mag-inquire ho sa kanila.
You receive a notice informing you that you have to testify in court. What do you need to know when you go to court? Welcome to this segment on witnesses in civil litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the hearing notification letter. When you receive a court notice, you should start by looking at the case number, the branch in charge, the cause of action, and the names of litigants to find out why you have to testify in court. The time of arrival indicates the time the session is scheduled to begin. Note the location of the session, including the court number, to avoid going to the wrong place. So, do I have to testify? Of course you do. The court puts an obligation on witnesses to testify. So if you receive a notice, you should treat it seriously. If you refuse to appear without a valid reason, the court will fine you up to NT$30,000. If you still do not appear after another notice is issued, another fine of up to NT$60,000 will be levied and you will be arrested. If you have a valid reason not to appear in court, you should provide documents to support this in advance and ask for leave from the court. If you are unable to appear in court due to distance or health reasons, you can apply to the relevant branch of the court to take part remotely, and the court will decide if and how this should be carried out. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. If you are attending court in person, remember your appearance should reflect your respect for the court. On that day, remember to bring your ROC ID card or other identification, your notification letter, and any other required documents indicated in the notification letter. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are 2 ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. Then, wait for a court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Private recordings of sound, images, or photographs are not permitted inside the courtroom. When proceedings begin, the judge will first ask you to sit at the witness stand and ask a few personal details to ensure you are who you say you are, and then proceed to question you. They will also assess whether or not you are related to either of the litigants or have an employment relationship with them. If you have a valid reason for not testifying, you should explain it to the judge at this point. When you're testifying, you should do so truthfully, and after reading your witness statement, you'll be asked to sign it. If you're found to have borne false witness, you'll be charged with perjury, a criminal offense. After questioning, you can leave the witness stand and return to the public gallery. Don't leave unless the judge first gives you permission. After the proceedings, you can apply to the court for travel and other daily expenses. Giving testimony in court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's uphold justice together.
One Policy.
At ito naman babanggitin ko sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin dahil kailangan ko i-announce to, no, para malaman ninyo kasi in order to strengthen the targeted talent recruitment and to work in Taiwan, the National Development Council has targeted four kinds of categories. So there are four important need to publicity. Number one, graduates from the top 500 universities in the world. The promotion focus includes Taiwan's important development industries, Taiwan's characteristics recommended by expatriates stationed in Taiwan, and ways to stay in Taiwan. Number two, overseas Chinese who have graduated and returned to Taiwan. The focus on the promotion includes Taiwan's important development industries, Taiwan's characteristics recommended by expatriates stationed in Taiwan, and ways to stay in Taiwan. Number three, 5+2 and 6 core strategic industries and important service industries, talents or foreigners come to Taiwan for tourism, vacation work, internship, students from Chinese language centers at home and abroad, and foreign students who have graduated and returned abroad and others. The promotion focus includes qualifications for working in Taiwan, advantage of working in Taiwan, and Taiwan's global ranking. And another one is ways to stay in Taiwan. Number four, foreigner-specific professionals. The main promotion content is the employment gold card, including application qualifications, required documents, and application advantages. So, merong apat na promotions na nilabas ang Taiwan government para sa mga foreigners na gusto mag-aral or magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan. So, kung halimbawa meron kayong interested na basahin itong programs na to, ay pwede ho kayo pumunta dun sa website ng Ministry of Labor sa fw.wda.gov.tw. So, hanapin nyo lang yung pinaka-latest news. Gawin nyo ho muna siyang English or Tagalog. Tapos, hanapin nyo yung mga targeted talent recruitment. Yun yung apat na categories na gusto nila invite dito sa Taiwan magtrabaho or mag-aral. So, for more information, basta punta lang ho kayo dun sa website. Or, pwede kayo tumawag sa Ministry of Labor. Pero yung iba doon ay konektado naman din sa NIA, sa immigration. So, depende sa ano yung gusto nyo malaman. Kung halimbawa sa trabaho, eh, pwede tayo tumawag dun sa Ministry of Labor. Pero pagdating naman dito sa school, sa Ministry Educational. Okay? Malinaw ba? Mga kababayan, kayo ba ay nagpa-shot na ng influenza vaccination? Dahil recently, marami hong mga tao dito sa Taiwan ay naghahawaan ng influenza virus. Para makaiwas ho tayo na tayo ay magkaroon din ng trangkaso at sumama yung katawan natin, mabuti na magpa-shot din tayo ng influenza vaccination. So, how best to combat influenza? Number one, get the flu shot to boost natural protection. Number two, wash your hands, wear a face mask, maintain rigorous personal hygiene habits. Number three, ensure good indoor ventilation. Number four, be alert for flu-like symptoms and seek treatment as soon as possible. Individuals who are eligible for free flu shots include pregnant women, those who work in long-term care institutions, and the livestock sector. Make an appointment to receive a free flu shot today. Kaya narinig nyo na itong advertisement ng government. Kung halimbawa kayo ay nasa long-term care institution na nag-work, or kung halimbawa kayo ay buntis, tayo ay pwedeng mag-free magkaroon ng flu shots. Ito nga ho yun yung ating influenza shots vaccination. Kaya mga kababayan, kung halimbawa gusto nyo nga makaiwas na mahawaan tayo ng mga trangkaso, itong symptoms ng influenza virus,
yung sipon, ubo, masakit ang katawan. Kung halimbawa kayo ay nagkakasakit ngayon at meron kayong ganyan symptoms din, pwede ho kayo pumunta kagad sa hospital, magpa-treatment ho tayo. Pero syempre, mas mabuti na makaiwas ho tayo na magkasakit, better magpa-shots ho muna tayo para meron tayong natural na protection.
At ang susunod na ibabalita namin sa inyo ay tungkol sa preventing dummy accounts. Beware! Dummy accounts are a tool used by scam gangs to collect income made from illegal activities. So there is a case. This case is about Ada came to Taiwan to work as an operator in a factory and applied to open a bank account into which his salary was remitted. After 6 years and before returning to his home country, Ada withdrew all his savings and with only 56 left in the account, gave the bank passbook, ATM card, and password to someone else to use. On January 8, 2020, Ada left Taiwan and returned home. After scam gang member takes control of Ada's bank account, he tells victim Xiao Ming to remit money to the account. Knowing nothing to this, Ada returns to Taiwan on April 6, 2022 and is immediately indicted and found guilty by a court of aiding and abetting fraud and money laundering. So this is the analysis. Members of a scam gang are able to use Ada's ATM card to withdraw money made from their illegal scams, creating a cash flow breakpoint that makes it difficult, if not impossible, to trace. Moreover, the fact that Ada withdrew all but 56 NT from his account before leaving Taiwan leads the court to conclude that his behavior constitutes aiding and abetting the fraudulent acquisition of money or goods. Anyone who provides a bank account into which fraudulent obtained funds can be remitted is an accomplice to fraud and guilty of aiding and abetting fraud and money laundering in violation of the Money Laundering Prevention Act. So itong case ni Ada ay isang OFW dito nag-work sa Taiwan. So dahil meron siyang na bank account at itong bank account na to ay ginamit ng ibang tao. Kaya mag-iingat tayo na huwag tayo magbibigay ng any account information natin, especially dito sa bank account ho natin. Dahil kung halimbawa ito ay nagamit sa illegal use, ito ay pwedeng consider na money laundering at gagamitin pa nila yung inyong sariling account. Ay magiging tayo tuloy ang kailangan humarap ngayon sa court para mag-explain. At itong napaka-trouble na nangyari dahil nga ginamit yung account natin at tayo yung haharap sa korte, ay napaka a wasting time dahil nga gagamitin nila yung pangalan natin. Pangalawa, magiging tayo tuloy yung magkakaroon ng kaso. So, kailangan mo mag-spend ng maraming panahon para i-prove nyo itong pangyayaring to ay hindi konektado sa atin. Kaya tuloy, kung halimbawa hindi natin ma-prove itong mangyayari, tayo tuloy ang magkakaroon ng kaso ngayon. So, para maka-prevent tayo na merong mga ganitong klaseng dummy accounts na ginagamit ng mga illegal or mga scammers, eh mabuti na mag-iingat po tayo na huwag natin papaalam na basta-basta lang yung mga account information natin, especially syempre yung mga password. At kung halimbawa mangyari man na mawala ang inyong mga identification katulad ng ARC nyo, passport nyo, or yung mga bank account informations na nakalagay sa cellphone at nawala ang cellphone ninyo, kailangan kagad nating i-report sa police para malaman nila na dahil dito sa pangyayari na wala tayo ng ID, ay might be gamitin ho ng mga scammers at gamitin din sa mga illegal na way. At paano naman natin mapiprevent ang dummy accounts? Anyone who provides a fraud gang with an account to which they remit money is an accomplice to the crimes of illegally aiding and abetting fraud and money laundering in violation of the Money Laundering Prevention Act. Most people who ask to borrow a bank passbook, ATM card, and password
will use them to engage in illegal activity. Only criminals trying to hide their real identity and cash flow use the accounts of others. Allowing others to use your bank account could be a violation of an Employment Service Act, and not only runs the risk of having your employment permit revoked, but also of being sentenced by a court and victims seeking reimbursement for the full amount they have been defrauded. So, alam nyo na mga kababayan, kung halimbawa magamit man yung account natin, ang pinaka the worst na mangyayari ay yun na ibanggit ko na nga kanina, na bukod dun sa makakasuhan tayo sa korte, at kung halimbawa nga wala tayong maibigay na any evidences na wala tayong konektado dito, at might be yung revoke yung ating employment permit. Kaya mag-iingat tayo mga kababayan, dahil napakalaking kaso ho itong money laundering sa Taiwan. Kaya wag na wag ho tayo magbibigay ng mga bank information natin or pahiram natin yung ating bank passbook or yung ating ATM card. Kaya halimbawa mangyari man na mawala ho yung mga informations ninyo, eh mag-report kagad tayo sa police.
Sa'yo di binigyan halaga ang iyong damdamin, binaliwala ang lahat sa atin. Di ko inakala na pagmamahal mo ay sadyang hindi nagbabago. Kahit paulit-ulit na sinasaktan ang puso mo, ikaw ay narito at minamahal pa rin ako. Kakamali na sayang na panahon at pagkakataon, ibabalik ko ang kahapon. Di ko inakala na pagmamahal mo ay sadyang hindi nagbabago. Ulit-ulit nang sinasaktan ang puso mo, ikaw ay narito at minamahal pa rin ako. Umaasa sa ikaw ay narito
at minamahal pa rin ako.
Bukod dito, another reminder sa mga kababayan natin na pauwi na ng Pilipinas. Kasi yung iba kasing kababayan natin, karamihan dito ay nag-12 years na or 14 years para doon sa mga caretaker na nag-14 years na, pag tayo ay umuwi na ng Philippines. Yung iba kasi gusto pa nila magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan, yun ay pwede natin i-suggest sa ating employers na kung tayo ay pwede nila i-upgrade gawing intermediate skill worker o kaya also known as mid-skill worker. Pero kung halimbawa talagang pagod na tayo, gusto na natin sa Pilipinas talaga mag-stay for good, itong reminders ay para ho sa ating lahat. For migrant workers returning back home to understand some relevant information of Taiwan business and promote employment upon returning home, the department's inbound and outbound airport care service project website publishes in 4 countries on Taiwan's business information and provide a reference for the upcoming migrant workers returning back home. Okay, so basta punta kayo sa website sa https://fwas.wda.gov.tw. Ulitin ko, basta nag-search tayo dito sa website na to, makakakuha tayo ng mga information tungkol sa pag-uwi natin sa Pilipinas, ano yung pwede natin gawin business. O kaya merong mga gusto sumali sa mga trabaho kasi alam nyo, merong mga Taiwanese na nagsipupunta sa Philippines, nagtatayo sila doon ng mga factory. Kaya kung halimbawa pag-uwi natin sa Pilipinas, ay gusto pa rin natin magtrabaho under ng Taiwan businessman, pwede tayo mag-apply dito sa mga kanilang companies. So, itong mga informations ay ilalagay dito sa website sa https://fwas.wda.gov.tw. So, kung halimbawa kayo interested na magkaroon ng business o kaya gusto nyo ay pag-uwi natin sa Pilipinas, mag-apply pa rin dito under ng mga Taiwanese factory or Taiwanese employers, magtrabaho pa rin tayo sa kanila, e pwede kayo humanap ng mga employers na nasa Pilipinas na at tayo ay tamang-tama kung halimbawa kayo marunong din mag-Chinese, marunong kayo magsasalita ng Mandarin. Ang laking opportunity po na pwede ho natin makahanap ng magandang at maayos na trabaho sa Pilipinas. Kaya wag ho kayo mag-alala maski na nag-12 years na tayo sa Taiwan or 14 years. Meron pa rin tayong chance na magtrabaho sa under ng Taiwanese businessmen.
Itong susunod naman na ating ibabanggit ay tungkol ito sa Enhanced Employer and Foreign Worker Awareness of Personal Data Protection. There are 3 key points. Number 1, suitable security measures should be taken to prevent the theft, tampering with, destruction, or leaking of personal data. As part of a product promotion, a certain company gives a free gift to everyone who provides the data of 3 other people. As a result, foreign worker M leaks the personal data of 3 foreign migrant worker friends, resulting in them being targeted by telephone sales promotion. Ito ay about naman sa merong mga tao na nagsisale sila ng mga SIM card or meron din mga ibang tao na nagbibigay ng free survey. Basta pag nag-survey ka lang at magsulat ka ng mga informations, meron silang mga binibigay na free gift. So, ito ay delikado dahil madali din ito makakuha ng informations galing sa iyo. So, wag ho natin ito gagawin. Number 2, the collection, processing or use of personal data must be in accordance with the management procedures detailed in the Personal Data Protection Act, like a live-in foreign care worker directly streams online her day taking care of a senior. The portraits are also personal data, and as such, live streaming of photographing another person without their permission and posting that to an online platform is a violation of the Personal Data Protection Act. So, minsan yung ibang kababayan natin na nagtatake ng picture na kasama yung kanilang mga alaga, ito ay hindi rin kasi allowed dahil yung alaga ninyo hindi actually gusto na makasama sila sa inyong mga picture. Ito ay kasama din to sa personal data na nagbibigay ng informations ng ibang tao. Kasi tayo ay pinupost pa rin natin sa mga social media o sa mga ibang platform na anong ginagawa ko ng alaga ninyo. So, ito ay hindi rin gusto ng mga employers na gawin ho natin or ipost natin sa mga public area. Number 3, family-based workers, employers, and other family members should acknowledge verbally or in writing their obligation to keep personal data confidential. Like a care worker hired by a well-known internet celebrity provides details on the medical conditions of his or her employer's son to the media. Ito ay nangyari dahil merong isang kababayan natin na caretaker na pinost niya tungkol dun sa anak ng celebrity at ito ay hindi allowed dahil pinoprotect ng mga celebrity yung mga kanilang anak. Ayaw nila palabas yung mukha ng mga anak nila. Kaya ito ay kasama din ito sa Personal Data Act na protektado din yung mga ganyang klaseng cases. So, reminder for employers and labor brokers. Kasama na din dito ang ating manpower agency or broker. In a situation where specific personal information is collected in violation of the law or without a designated objective, the local government will fine those responsible 50,000 to 500,000 NT dollar and other improvements be made within a fixed time period. Failure to make the required improvements will result in a second fine, then a third fine, etc. Individual who violates the Personal Data Protection Act, leading to the illegal use of such data, are liable for damages and face a fine of 500 NT dollar to 2 million. So if you have any question, call the 1-855 hotline or seek the assistance of the local government in the area where you work. So nalaman niyo na mga kababayan kung halimbawa meron tayong isa dito na ilabas natin yung mga klaseng informations. Ang penalty ho niyan ay 50,000 to 500,000 NT dollar. At kung halimbawa nangyari pa sa atin yan ulit at nangyari ay malaking damages, so ang magiging penalty niyan ay mas malaki, umaabot na sa $500,000 to $2 million. Kaya mga kababayan, yung mga ating ginagawa ay mag-iingat ho tayo sa bawat kilos natin kasi itong mga ating trabaho ay konektado din sa Personal Data Act. Kung halimbawa na leak or na ilabas natin yung mga ganyan informations ay napakalaki pong epektado sa ating mga employers. Kaya kung halimbawa ayaw nila na magpa-picture or ayaw nila isabihin yung mga kanilang mga informations na wag ho tayo magpo-post nang hindi ho tayo nagsasabi sa kanila. So ito ay isang another reminder sa mga kababayan ho natin na nag-work sa bahay, especially sa mga factory naman. Ang kanilang napakadaling mangyari is dala nila yung mga kanilang cellphone sa loob ng factory, sa kanilang production line. So pag once nagkaroon sila ng mga picture taking dun sa loob ng factory or nakiki-charge lang kayo ng battery sa computer, ito ay napakadaling makakuha ng mga data. Kung halimbawa merong virus na pumasok doon, pwede na ho mailabas yung mga importanteng data sa loob ng company
ay napakalaki po tong violations, kaya might be pwede ho tayo nila kasuhan or yun nga, i-revoke ang ating hiring permit. Kaya iwasan ho natin itong mangyari. If kayo ay merong mga labor dispute problem, pwede ho kayo tumawag sa 1-855, mag-file ho tayo ng complaint, at ang labor ho, mag-check nito kung merong violations na pangyayari.
At ang susunod naman, ang babanggitin ko dito ay how to stay in Taiwan. So, meron ditong 5 ways na pwede ho nyo pag-isipan, alin dito yung pinakamalapit na situations ho ninyo na pumasok tayo dito sa Taiwan mag-aral or magtrabaho. So, number 1, visa exemption or visitor visa. Ito naman ay, yun nga, visitor visa. So, parang temporary lang ho ang stay nyo dito sa Taiwan para mag-tour, mag-sightseeing. So, online or in-person, submit a regular visitor visa application. Depending on nationalities, 14 to 90 days upon arrival. Please refer to the official BOCA Taiwan website for more information. Ito yung sa immigration office. Pwede ho kayo doon mag-inquire. Pangalawa, employment seeking visa. So, you can online or in person submit a visitor visa application and include the relevant documents from BOCA, including your for seeking employment, multiple entry visa valid for 3 months to 6 months. Number 3, work permit application. You can go online or in person. Foreign teachers, short-term tutorial school teachers, experimental education staff, freelance artistic workers, and graduates of the world's top 500 universities all have specialized programs. So another one is number 4, Taiwan Employment Gold Card. A 4-in-1 card that includes a resident visa, work permit, alien resident certificate, and re-entry permit, which allows you to leave and re-enter Taiwan multiple times over the course of 1 to 3 years. Applicants can apply online without sponsorship. And the last one is APRC, a foreigner who has legally resided in Taiwan for 3 to 5 years for more than 183 days each year, is eligible to apply for an alien permanent residence certificate. So, ito yung mga 5 ways na pwede kayong magstay sa Taiwan. Yung iba ay katulad ng mga visitor visa, ay saglit lang yun. Pero yung iba naman na halimbawa gusto nyo ng part-time lang na magtrabaho dito, like 6 months to 1 year, meron din silang category na pwede ho ninyo i-apply. For more information, pwede kayo pumunta sa www.boca.gov.tw. Doon ho nyo makikita yung mga informations na paano ho ang mga requirements at saka qualification at ano yung mga pwede ho natin gawin na documents para i-apply natin at isubmit ho natin by online. Okay, for more information nga, punta lang tayo dun sa BOCA, B-O-C-A.
Kayo ba mga kababayan, nakaranas na kayo na nahawaan tayo ng dengue? Upang maiwasan ang dengue, mangyaring sumailalim sa self-health management ng 14 days. Matapos dumating sa Taiwan, upang maiwasan ang paglaganap ng dengue sa Taiwan, kung ikaw ay nakaranas ng lagnat, pananakit ng ulo at sa likod ng mga mata, pananakit ng kalamnan o sa kasukasuan, pananakit ng buto o sintomas ng rashes sa nakaraan 14th na araw matapos dumating sa Taiwan, mangyari ipagbigay alam ito sa inyong mga employer o ahente upang agarang makahingi ng tulong sa medication. Sa oras ng makaranas ng mga sintomas ng dengue, ang mga employer o ahente ay dapat ng agarang tumulong sa mga pangailangan sa inyong medical. Maari pa rin manatili sa Taiwan upang matuloy na magtrabaho. Hindi pinapayagan ang mga employer na ang dahil sa dengue ay pauwiin ang migranting manggagawa or i-terminate ang kanilang kontrata. Ito ay nanggagaling sa Ministry of Labor at Ministry of Health and Welfare. Kaya mga kababayan, halimbawa tayo ay nakapasok nga dito sa Taiwan, at sa loob ng 14th na araw, kung halimbawa meron kayong mga kilalang relatives or friends
na kakagaling lang nila sa Pilipinas at na papunta dito sa Taiwan within 14 days. Kung meron mga sintomas na unang-una ay merong lagnat, masakit ang ulo at sa likod ng mga mata, or na susuka, masakit ang buto, or ang sintomas niya ay merong mga rashes. Pwede niyo ho ito sabihin sa inyong mga employers or brokers para ipa-medical ho tayo. At tandaan ho natin, hindi tayo pwedeng paalisin sa trabaho or i-terminate nila tayo pauwiin sa Pilipinas dahil tayo ay merong karapatan mag-continuous magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan. Pero syempre, kailangan ipa-medical muna tayo para ma-treatment tayo kagad. Tandaan lang ho natin ito.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited. Children, when we argue, fuss, and fight. You got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair?
Let me teach you some Mandarin Chinese. When the person receiving care is feeling unwell, you can take the initiative and ask, 你哪里不舒服? Repeat after me, 你哪里不舒服? When the person receiving care needs to use the toilet, you may say, 好,我带你去. Repeat after me. 好,我带你去. It's time to eat. Ask the person receiving care whether he wants to have his meal. You may say, 请问要吃饭了吗? Repeat after me. 请问要吃饭了吗? Let us recap the three useful sentences we learned today. 你哪里不舒服？好，我带你去。请问要吃饭了吗？ If you have any language problems, please call 1-955 Foreign Workers Free Hotline. Our consultant will provide interpreting services. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.Let me tell you where to visit during holidays. There are many festivals throughout the year in Taiwan. We recommend you to experience and explore. The most iconic festival in spring is the Lantern Festival, which celebrates the beginning of a new year. We recommend you to take the train and visit the famous Pingxi District in New Taipei City to release a lantern.In summer, there's the Dragon Boat Festival. You can row dragon boats, hang Asiatic wormwood, and taste delicious sticky rice dumplings. We invite you to visit Zhanghua Lugang, Hainan, Kaohsiung to enjoy a dragon boat race and visit attractions nearby to experience local traditional culture. The Moon Festival in September is the time to enjoy mooncakes, pomelo, barbecue,while admiring the moon, a moment of gathering. Barbecuing together is a special custom unique to Taiwan during the Moon Festival. Remember to find an appropriate place if you wish to barbecue and admire the moon. We invite you to experience Taiwanese culture, travel safely, and in any circumstances, do not drive under the influence of alcohol. This includes cars, motorcycles,electric bicycles, and bicycles. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
以上节目与广告是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目《宾至如归，飞向马尼拉》。感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home Kadito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.宾至如归，飞向马尼拉。Maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.